I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
8:11 with Ted and John, and we do have some KNSS breaking business news. Boeing and Alaska Airlines today announcing Alaska's largest ever airplane order. 105 purchased planes, 737-10s. That'll bring Alaska's 737 MAX order up to 174 airplanes. Huge deal, but announced between Boeing and Alaska Airlines. Winter weather. Well, it's not here yet, but we got plenty in Europe.
Storm Goretti has claimed a handful of lives and brought parts of Europe to a near standstill.
Chaotic, unacceptable, frustrating, annoying.
Javier Sepulveda, one of thousands of would-be passengers stuck at Amsterdam Schiphol Airport. Dutch airline KLM says it's nearly run out of de-icing fluid.
We don't have any kind of information by the phone. The website is not working at all. We are like homeless.
Roads and rails blocked by snow too, with France, Belgium and the Balkans badly affected. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
There could soon be a new coin in your pocket.
The first of five new quarter designs honoring America's 250th birthday has been released into circulation. The Mayflower Compact Quarter features two pilgrims, a man and a woman, under a banner that reads E Pluribus Unum. The reverse side shows the Mayflower sailing over rough seas. The others in the series are not yet released. They feature presidents George Washington on the Revolutionary War Quarter. The Declaration of Independence Quarter has Thomas Jefferson. The U.S. Constitution Quarter shows James Madison, and the Gettysburg Address Quarter features Abraham Lincoln. Previously debated themes for the quarters, such as the civil rights movement and women's suffrage, were not greenlighted by the Trump administration. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
ZZ Top, of course, the music group that has the long beards,
yep.
Except for the guy that's named Frank Beard.
Frank
he
Beard,
doesn't
right.
have a beard.
Correct.
Yeah, which
yes.
is the irony. Yes. Anyway, ZZ Top, huge back in the 1980s when they were playing constantly on MTV and on the radio. And let's get a little bit of a perspective on one of the things that happened to them back in the day. Billy Gibbons was on Jay Moore's podcast, asked about an offer that was made to the members of ZZ Top.
Is it true you guys were offered $1 million to shave your beards?
It's true. It was $1 million per man.
Was that Gillette?
They deny it.
And during a Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah.
So $3 million Gillette to ZZ Top to shave your beard.
So we passed. We passed and word got out and our fans loved it.
They didn't do it.
Wow. Hey. Yeah. Can you blame them, though? That's, I mean, that's,
I don't know.
That's an iconic.
For $1 million.
I don't know. I mean, they're known, obviously they're known for their music, but that's also part of their iconic imagery. Then again, you know, that
again,
would be.
If you do something like that on a Super Bowl,
it would
people
be viral.
Talk about that forever.
It would be viral. It would be a viral moment, and they would grow back.
Yeah.
It would take a while, but it would grow back.
So, you know, they turned down that money. Of course, the Beatles turned down the money from Lorne Michaels to reunite.
That's right. Yeah.
Just. These money offers come in, they just don't take them up on it.
Yeah, really helped them fit. Of course, the beards really helped them fit into their bit part there in Back to the Future Part 3, too. They looked
true.
Real authentic.
That's
that was funny. It is coming up on 8:17 with Ted and John here on KNSS. Hey, we got a lot of things going on in sports, including Shocker basketball tonight at Coke Arena. It's the American Conference home opener for the Shockers, hosting Rice, a team that is off to an 0-2 start in conference play. Shockers are a 13.5-point favorite into this game tonight. Shockers are 7-1 on home court this season. The Shockers and the Owls, Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl, will begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock this evening. The game will tip off at 6:30 p.m. at Coke Arena. And you can listen live to the Shocks, of course, on 103.7 KEYN. Speaking of Mike Kennedy, another major award for the sportscaster. Mike, of course, is going to retire at the end of this current school year, but not without taking home another big award. The National Sports Media Association has named Mike Kennedy as the Kansas Sportscaster of the Year. Mike has been calling Shocker Athletics for 46 years, and this is not the first time he's won that award. He also won it back in 2014. So Mike Kennedy is now a two-time winner as Kansas Sportscaster of the Year. Congratulations, Mike Kennedy. Be sure to listen to him tonight. Call the game on KUYN. College men's basketball tonight. For only the sixth time in school history, Kansas State is on the road, taking on the number one ranked team in the nation. It's K-State visiting number one ranked undefeated Arizona in Tucson tonight. Arizona is 14-0. K-State is 9-5. K-State is an 18.5-point underdog going into this one. Live coverage of K-State basketball at 7 o'clock tonight. And that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Big game in Lawrence last night for the KU men, ranked 22nd in the nation, taking on TCU. It looked like it was going to be a big loss. KU was down by 15 points with 4.5 minutes to go. But then the Jayhawks outscored the Horned Frogs 20-5 in the final 4.5 minutes, got it into overtime, and that's where the Jayhawks won it. 104-100 in overtime. KU freshman Darren Peterson, 32 points.
Yeah, and I went to bed.
Well, when that game gets late, and you give up on a team, you're down 15 with 4 minutes to go. Who cares?
I know.
Last night.
That'll teach me.
Jayhawks improved to 11-4 on the season, 1-1 in conference play. We have JUCO men's basketball action tonight in El Dorado. Butler Community College hosting 24th-ranked Cowley College. Butler 9-5, Cowley at 10-4. Dennis Higgins has live coverage of this thirsty rivalry at 7:15 tonight. And you can listen to that one right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. All right, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs made the big news, moving to Kansas in future years for a new football stadium. The Kansas City Royals had that same offer, but they did not make it happen. And the Kansas Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins of Wichita, says Kansas officials are no longer pursuing the Kansas City Royals. That deadline was December 31st. The Chiefs took advantage. The Royals decided not to. And apparently Kansas, that offer to the Royals is no longer there. All right. Equity Bank Park, our big baseball stadium in downtown Wichita, home of the Wichita Wind Surge, has been named the 2025 Professional Baseball Field of the Year by the Sports Field Management Association. Best natural grass field among all 120 minor league teams. Hey, pretty nice. The Wind Surge is only 3 months away from baseball in early April, so got to get that grass field ready in 3 months. It'll be ready. Some high school action last night in boys basketball. Heston wins on home court. Beat Cheney 59-43. The Heston boys, the Swathers, are now 8-1 on the season. And here in the City League, girls action last night. Wichita Heights winning on the road at West 71-14. The Heights girls are undefeated at 7-0 on the season.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And a happy birthday today to former Kansas City Royals relief pitcher Jeff Montgomery, 64 years old today, pitched one inning for the Texas League champion Wichita Wranglers in 1999. Jeff Montgomery, 13 years in the big leagues, mostly with the Royals. He was originally drafted by the Cincinnati Reds and then traded to the Royals. It's a good trade for the Royals. Three-time All-Star in the 1990s, led the league in saves in 93. He is in the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame, and he pitched one inning for the Wranglers. Former Royals relief pitcher Jeff Montgomery, it's his birthday. He is 64 today. That is Sports with Ted and John. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring chili for a limited time. And with that winter weather coming in.
Cold weather, that sounds good.
Hearty beef, no bean chili, perfect for lunch. Now available at all three WBC locations, East, West, and Historic Delano. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer and chili made here. It is 8:22 with Ted and John. The importance of winning in the midterms. Sean Hannity Morning Minute is next on KNSS.